At 9 on Alternative Radio, author and activist Miko Peled gives an Israeli dissident's view on the occupation of Palestine. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. And at 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Stage and Studio, guest host Jenny Okayama features Milagro Theater's production of Watsonville, Someplace Not Here, a play about women of the 1980s cannery strike in California. At 11:30, it's Art Focus, featuring interviews with artists, curators, and critics. Make history and support KBOO. If you'd like to become a member during the spring drive, please call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and click on Donate. The time now is 8 o'clock, and coming up next is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show.
Give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Revolution Coffee House, located at 1432 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland, serving breakfast, lunch, dessert, and Mexican coffee only, grown by fair trade cooperatives of native Mayan farmers living in the highlands of Chiapas, Mexico, and Guatemala. Lunch was provided by Santa Fe Taqueria, located at 831 Northwest 23rd Avenue and serving Mexican food for over 20 years in Portland. They have an event calendars as well. Dinner was provided by Tamale Boy, located at 668 North Russell Street, serving vegetarian, vegan, and meat tamales. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
For the month of April, KBOO Community Radio is proud to be the recipient of the Community Tap Program at Hopworks Urban Brewery. Hopworks is donating 1% of all pint sale proceeds at all three pub locations to KBOO. They have locations at Southeast 29th and Powell, at North Williams and Shaver in Portland, and on Southeast Mill Plain Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Thank you, Hopworks, for supporting your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's a swell. It's a beautiful.
It's a beautiful day. We got a lot to do today.
Okay.
There's a mountain to climb.
Mountain climb. Money to make.
There's a load to be hauled.
Whoa.
Yeehaw.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a herd to be driven in.
You know, I don't know whether you're imitating the old country and western television shows or possibly the ranch and the Ponderosa. Da-da-da-da.
Hey, I'm not sure either.
I knew you weren't clear on that. Okay, listen up. There is more and more reason for all of us in the United States of America to be concerned about the crazies in charge.
But wait. First, we should identify ourselves.
Oh, yes. Dion, it's really weird for me today. Okay, that's Abe Proctor. I'm Joe Uris. This is KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. The number to call, 231-8187.
Yeah, there's a more important number, though.
What would that be?
That would be 877-500-5266 because...
Why?
We are in the midst of KBOO's spring membership drive, and we need everybody to get on board.
I'm shocked.
You're shocked.
No, I thought we had a vast amount of federal money that just kept coming in.
No, we don't have a vast amount. We have some, but we don't have a vast amount.
No, we have hardly any, actually. I mean, this is really an odd situation. What we're doing in Portland, what this station has done for years, is to present alternative and largely progressive views of the situation. Uh-huh. The situation. And what has happened, despite all our efforts... is the crazy fascist clowns have taken over the U.S. government.
It's true.
And now it's hard to convey the urgency of our appeal because it's not just keeping KBOO alive per se. It's keeping resistance alive. It's keeping hope alive. It's making America try to work as it should. And I have a sense that people are getting a little burned out. I don't know.
Yeah, I get that sense too. But, you know, that's when it's time to rally. That's when it's time to pick yourself up and keep on with the fight, because it's more important now than ever.
Yes.
Because the fascist clowns are in there.
Yes.
And they're tweeting, and they're taking people and sending them back across the border. They're separating parents from children. They're cutting rich people's taxes. They're dumping stuff in river. They're doing it all.
And they want to have a war with Iran.
They want to have a war with Iran. So here, I'm going to make it really simple. If you want to resist the fascist clowns, KBOO is where you do it.
Yes. No, that's really true. I mean, this is not an exaggeration.
Exaggeration?
It's not that. It is actually a fact. There is no logical progressive resistance anymore. The Alliance newspaper is gone. The various local papers are, they're okay on one issue or another, mostly marijuana, it's not of great importance, really. And in fact, we are the only steady, right-on push toward a better society on the air.
Now, you mentioned just now that the Alliance newspaper is gone.
Yes.
Well, I'm very sad to say that the longtime proprietor of the Alliance newspaper and a longtime member of the KBOO family, Dave Mazza, passed away yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So those of you who are familiar with Dave's show, Voices from the Edge, which he did with Joanne Hardesty, know what a passionate progressive voice he was. And those of you who read The Alliance know how broad the scope of his mission and commitment was. So if you want to do something meaningful in Dave's memory and uphold his legacy, I'd suggest that becoming a member of KBOO is just the thing.
And I know that we come to you and it's kind of boring. We're asking for money. Well, how many ways can you ask for money? Not a lot. But the fact of the matter is that it is not an exaggeration to say that without the support of people just like you, this station cannot keep on going.
That's absolutely true. So do it for Dave.
Do it for Dave.
877-500-5266. Now, we have something we want to talk about today. Why don't you tell us what that is?
Well, I was shocked to read the New York Times on the 20th to discover that the United States government, the border police, are separating children from their parents. Now, what happens is people across the border, mostly Central Americans who are really fleeing horrible conditions, which were created by U.S. imperialists. They're fleeing there, go across Mexico, hard trip. They get to the border. They cross the border with their children, babies, not just infants, but little children. At that point, they are often captured by the immigration authorities, La Migra. And what they do is a deliberate effort to make those people's lives more miserable. They take their children. Now, you can argue that these people are guilty of some violation of law, the adults, but the children aren't. They take the children, the babies, the little kids, the stroller crowd, and they separate them from their parents. 700 and some odd so far have been separated from their parents by the government of the United States without any process beyond they crossed the border illegally. And this is so cruel. This is such a violation, obviously, of human rights and human rationality that it's hard to believe. But that is what's happening now.
And it's being done in response to a widely held perception among those on the right that people who are seeking to enter the United States intentionally bring their children so as to grease the wheels, so to speak, so as to take advantage of the tendency of the United States not to separate, historically, not to separate families in hopes that it will expedite their entry into the United States. So it's sort of especially cruel in that regard. And John Kelly, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
When he was serving as Chief of Homeland Security, there was even a plan submitted, and I want to be clear that this plan was never adopted or made into policy, to construct separate detention families, one for parents, one for children, so that as a matter of course, families with children would be separated if they try to enter the United States without documentation.
Well, the idea here, obviously, is to put so much pain, so much horror in this separation of families that people would be discouraged from trying to come into the U.S. But this is something that is not always known. And beyond that, this is punishing children for what is a perceived sin of their parents.
And let's be quite frank, it's punishing families of color for having the temerity to want to come here to make a better life for themselves.
And continuing that argument, this is the nation that built its rep and its success on immigrants. It is really, really a cold and really weird thing to see what's going on. But I want to emphasize, I'm afraid this is really the thing we have to do, emphasize the fact that you're hearing us because you and many others have made contributions to this station.
So if you want to take part in this conversation on immigration, 503-231-8187 is the number to call. But first, there's another more important number that you should dial. Well, that's 877-500-5266. Lisa, how's it going back there?
Hey, Lisa.
It's a little bit quiet. It's a little bit quiet back here. We need more noise. The way to make noise back here is to tap out 877-500-5266. Invest in these airwaves. Invest in this programming. We want to thank Malgoza. She renewed. We want to thank Sarah from Hillsborough. She renewed. We need more people to give us a call. And I want to remind you about gift memberships, okay? Gift memberships. A lot of people listening right now probably are already a member, but you could still pick up the phone, 877-500-5266, and make a contribution. A gift membership for a kid, a gift membership for someone who's incarcerated. We can set that up. Do you have any idea how important radio is for people who are in the penitentiary at Sheridan? And when we're talking about our incarcerated listeners, we're talking about our family. Let me stop. I am talking about my family, my friends, and my neighbors that I care about, right? So this is all part of the KBOO community, and you're supporting all of it. 877-500-5266. We have been saying $25 a month. I want to stick with that. It's an amazing amount of money. It adds up. It's the kind of thing where you, as Ray said during the last hour, you can figure out an algorithm around your coffee that you buy. If you buy coffee, lattes, what have you, you can do some savings magic and come up with $25 a month. And for that, you'll get this incredible hoodie. And I mean it. It's so well made. It's so stylish. It's going to last a long time. Mine's a few years old now, and it still looks great. But more importantly, that money also goes into creating media trainings for everyday people. Everyone you're listening to right now on these airways is a volunteer here, right?
Right.
877-500-5266. You can, as you purchase perhaps a gift membership, I actually think that President Trump is already a KBOO member. I think that someone purchased a gift membership for him last year.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We know his address. I mean, we know that's what we need for a membership. We need someone's address. The gift memberships actually are important because they weave more people into our community, and we are widening our circle to bring more understanding, more connection, okay, to each other. There are people that we don't agree with, but we can spend the time and dialogue with those people and still connect with them. And KBOO is a connector, okay? That's what we do. 877-500-5266. Do it online, kboo.fm. We love it when people come in person. We love your bright and shining morning face. I'll pour you a cup of coffee myself personally. 20 Southeast 8th. Now we're going back to Joe and Abe Talk Radio. So important. Do it now.
Thank you, Lisa, and we'll check back with you in a little while.
Lisa, you're so good.
To take part in this conversation, 503-231-8187, we're talking about immigration policy and the frankly misanthropic turn that it has taken under the Trump administration.
Yeah, in fact, look at any policy in any area, in the arts, in the environment, in the creation of international relations. And this administration, whether or not it gets thrown out eventually, this administration is bringing doom and death and destruction to every value that most people who listen to the station believe in. And I can't emphasize enough that, hey, you know, we got the Willamette Week, which I used to write a lot for them, but then they changed quite a bit. And now they're mostly about dope, I think. And, you know, maybe that's unfair. And that's...
Yeah.
It's unfair?
Yeah.
I should be more fair?
Yes.
Oh, well, that would ruin my shtick.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Anyway, you know, all these papers are basic pop culture items. and aiming at an audience who they think is, young 20s and so on. The fact of the matter is we embrace all ages. We embrace all cultures. We embrace so many different causes and concerns. And while we're doing that, we are engaged in a real, valid, vital struggle to build a better world, even as the onslaught of really weird clown fascism continues.
Yeah, I can't argue with any of that. Timothy writes into the Facebook page, facebook.com/AbeandJoe, to say, well, I'll tell you what he said as soon as it loads up here. Just one comment, Timothy says. If you are here illegally, you are breaking our immigration laws. Let one of us try this in another country, then come back and give details here on KABU. If we are not enforcing our laws, then change them. I'm okay with that. Well. All right, Timothy, in response to that, I'm just going to cite for you the article in the New York Times that Joe mentioned. Talks about a young woman, a 20-year-old woman, carrying her 18-month-old son, fleeing from political violence in Honduras, driven from her home through a cloud of tear gas, she reports. So what we have here are people seeking political asylum, people leaving a place where it is simply untenable to live, and they are coming here. It's hard for me to fault anyone for making that effort. So you can claim that they're here illegally or without documentation, or however you want to describe it. But these are human beings doing what you or I would do in their shoes.
And
so let's not be too hasty to judge.
Well, and the element of racism, the element of xenophobia, the weird way in which this is being carried out, and the support base, which is largely reactionary for this current administration, is frightening. You have to remember that Central America was our testing grounds for weapons, for dictatorships, and this is really true, for cocaine. So what we did in destabilizing governments and putting in our own people throughout Latin America, but particularly in Central America, what we did was to create the preconditions where people would have to flee if they wanted to survive. So who's to fault? You know, to say, oh, you shouldn't come to this country because it's illegal. Well, first of all, there's a funny idea here. In my travels in Europe, nobody hassled me about my ID. Nobody hassled me about my nation of origin. I mean, all over Europe, it wasn't an issue. But now, of course, now that we, that is the United States, has made war throughout the central, the Middle East, people are fleeing because they got nowhere to go. They come into Europe and they are deeply resented. The same thing on a smaller scale is happening in Texas and California and Arizona and so on.
So to Timothy, I'd say, who's making a stand for the integrity of our laws and the need to abide by them and to be a nation of laws. Okay, fair enough. But I would also submit that if any nation in the world were to have the courage of its convictions and were to walk in accordance with its ideology, then that would have to be the United States in this regard. To offer someone sanctuary as a political dissident, I think that's a deeply American thing to do. I might be wrong. I might be, a lot of people might disagree with me, but that's how I feel about it.
Well, and many of you out there are, of course, aware of the fact that you come from immigrant origins. Now, many of you also come from immigrant origins out of Europe or Asia, as well as Latin America. And the fact of the matter is that the people who have come here over the many, many years, including the founding fathers, the people who have come here have created a great nation with many faults. And when we look at that, we have to understand that this whole movement of demonizing ordinary people coming and fleeing because they have no choice is kind of silly.
Let's take it back to Lisa. How's it going back there?
It's a little more exciting. There's a little bit more going on. We had a dentist show up in person to drop off a check to contribute to KBOO Portland.
Was that a dentist?
It was Dennis.
It
was a wonderful human being who cared about the world, and he came in person, and he met everybody back here. We are located at 20... Southeast 8th in Portland, Oregon. I'm Lisa. This is our membership drive. The number to call to invest in this radio station is 877-500-5266. Online, you can reach us at kboo.fm. You know, if you're listening to talk radio right now, that tells me that you're hardcore, okay? If you're hardcore listening to Joe and Abe and you've never joined, I think you should come in person. I think you should come in person and you should bring your credit card. And again, like I said, we're located at 20 Southeast 8th. You should make a contribution to the station. We have been suggesting $25 a month, a $25 a month contribution. You can do the math, maybe a couple fewer half racks of PBR. Maybe a little, some fewer lattes. $25, it sounds like a lot, but I know a lot of people that make that much per hour in their job, okay? So find a reasonable amount. Make a regular contribution every month. And that's what keeps these airwaves open. It also keeps our trainings for citizen journalism happening all the time. 877-500-5266. KBOO, we're not just a radio station. We do stuff. Right?
Yeah.
This is a participatory media outlet. We don't have passive listeners. We really don't. The people who tune in to KBOO from all over the world are people who want to do something. They learn about the world. They pick up the tools to save their own individual worlds or try to save part of the worlds around them. It's a pretty big goal to save the world. Most radio stations, that's not even on the table of their operations, right?
Really?
So 877-500-5266 is the number to call. We love it when people come in person, 20 Southeast 8th. If you do call and make a contribution today, you are going to be entered to win a prize. And today's drawing is certificates for two classes at Open Signal, Portland Community Media. Those are going to be video multimedia classes that are designed for everyday people. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Be entered for a chance to win that drawing. You could go to our website, kboo.fm. Find out the rules and details on all the prizes. We're going to be doing drawings every day throughout the membership drive. But I have to say, when you give us a call, 877-500-5266. You're investing in a media outlet that assumes you're smart. Am I messing with you now?
Isn't that nice?
We're assuming that you're smart, and it's because you have the brains to cut through the noise and listen to where there's real information. This is a real information factory, and we're not going to be talking about diamond tennis bracelets and stuff like that. Not going to happen. So anyway, we need to make the phones ring. Would you please? 877-500-5266. Who's got some more words?
Good morning, Lisa. And I just wanted to chime in here and say that KBOO is radio. It really is made for all of us. And if we think about it, every week, Abe and Joe spend their time. They come in. They commit to a topic. They entertain interesting and diverse phone calls from our listeners. And it is because of KBOO's 50-year history of being a community media forum that this continues, and that only continues with the help of our listeners. So that's why we're asking you to take this opportunity, show your support for Abe and Joe and all the public affairs programming, for all of the commitment to the community that KBOO gives you. So please give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm. And you know, this is a station that's powered by volunteers, but unfortunately the electric company doesn't tolerate just volunteerism for the bills, and we spend $60,000 a year, for instance, just on our transmitter and tower rental. So we need your help. This is your opportunity to show your support for KBOO. Please go to 877-500-5266 and give us a call, or go online to kboo.fm and click on that donate button. What do you think, Lisa?
You know, our beloved colleagues earlier in this hour mentioned the passing of someone that we all love very, very, very much, David Mazza. Dave Mazza is a person who has changed, he's shifted the course of history. in the municipality of Portland in a couple of different ways. But if you are a fan of KBOO Talk Radio, you know that for many years, Dave was the co-host of Voices from the Edge Talk Radio with Joanne Hardesty, who's now running for city council. When you give us a call and make a contribution to the station, you're joining an incredible community of amazing people. And we are real people. You're a real person. Come over here. Come over here. We're waiting for you. 877-500-5266. You know, someone listening to me right now could be the next Dave Mazza, who could have a big idea, a simple idea, and shift the course of history in our city. And that's the power that KBOO hands to you. We've been handing people the microphone for 50 heckin' years, y'all. 50 years. 877-500-5266. Back to the show.
You know, you could you could be an unreal person and give money. You know, you could be a virtual person and give money. Why not? This station really does depend upon you, and I like to think that you appreciate our silliness.
I would like to think that, too.
Nevertheless, it's probably not true. Okay.
Well, hey, if you do appreciate our silliness, you know, call up and make a contribution, 877-500-5266. We'd also like you to contribute to this conversation we're having on immigration. That's at 503-231-8187. We had another follow-up post to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/HavenJoe from Timothy. So we were talking earlier about the need to uphold the integrity of our immigration laws. So Timothy follows up by saying, so based on our interference in the world, is it up to us? And I would say the short answer to that is yes. Now, let me explain what I mean. We were talking earlier about Honduras. Now, for the better part of a century, actually for more than a century.
Oh, way more than a century.
The United States has interfered with the natural evolution of Honduras as a nation state. What do I mean by that? Well, starting in the late 1800s, a series of United States fruit companies made Honduras into the first banana republic. I'm being absolutely serious when I say that. Dole Company and others.
Chiquita
used cheap Honduran labor, cheap Honduran land to produce fruit largely for export to the United States. And the United States government intervened actively several times to protect those interests, establishing a right-wing government friendly to the United States. President Reagan even used Honduras as a launching ground for his battles against the government in nearby Nicaragua. So the United States has wrecked any possibility that Honduras had to guide itself, to guide its own destiny, to determine for itself its own future. And that is, in my mind, one of the biggest hypocrisies that one group of people can ever visit upon another. Self-determination is at the heart of what we claim to be our set of core values as a people. And here is an example where we have systematically denied that to an entire nation. So if a woman and her child are fleeing political violence in Honduras, and they come here seeking asylum, I think we damn sure better give it to them.
And I think even beyond that, just the humanitarian impact of separating families. Remember, we're talking about children. Children, maybe in most cases, little teeny kids are being separated from their parents. The kids don't know what the hell's going on. They have done nothing wrong. Now, you could argue the parents have violated a law. Therefore, should we punish the children? I would think not. And this is something that this administration has initiated in huge numbers. Already, somehow 700 and some odd kids have been impounded like dogs in separate quarters, kept away from their parents. Many of these kids are young enough to be nursing children. This is really, really evil. And beyond all that, I want to point out in this background, since you mentioned history, this was when Reagan, this all began with, this all became manifest when Reagan and his buddies decided it would really be cool to trade in cocaine, to get weapons, to wage war elsewhere. And this is, you know, this is something that is well documented and was at least paid attention to a few years ago. Now, because history is something we all love to forget, we kind of forget that. And we act as if, oh, well, these people, you know, they're poor, but they just want to get a job. I can remember when I went to school in Temecula, California. Many of the students in that school were immigrants. In fact, they were the children of braceros, contract workers, and many of them didn't even wear shoes to school. These are people who have very much experienced a deprivation, and these are people who work very, very hard. You try picking lettuce for your living for months on end. You, in a poisoned environment, you try mowing lawns and nothing else for months and months. These are people who are hardworking people who, for the most part, are doing jobs that many, many Americans choose not to do. So it's an insanity to demonize these folks at the purpose of simply encouraging kind of a white superiority and a white nationalism.
All right, we got a caller. Who do we have, Ray? Ross, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellows. You're talking about a real important topic, and to bring it home, one of the most difficult things of Oregon is that even though we pride ourselves being a sanctuary state, and of course Portland, I guess, considers itself to be a sanctuary city, you still can't get a driver's license in Oregon without having your citizenship papers in order, I think. And I'm wondering what you think of that. And I haven't found this. This has been an issue from time to time, but it's been the public has been silent on this. I know two elections passed. I guess almost exactly two years. Maybe there was a ballot measure on to allow driver's license without complete citizenship papers. Do you know what the circumstance is now? Why is it we're not hearing a cry for access to driver's licenses?
Okay, I just looked it up. You do not need to prove citizenship to get an Oregon driver's license. You have to prove that you are here in the United States legally, and you have to show proof of your address.
Uh-huh.
So, no, you don't have to be a citizen to get a driver's
license. But I want to point out the stupidity of that. You want people who are qualified to drive to be driving. It's really short-sighted and simply idiotic to not give, not make sure people who drive have licenses.
You know, I hate to say this, but I can remember the conversation that you two had back when you were going over the ballot measures, mm-hmm. when driver's license was on, and I remember Abe had an awful difficult time to come up with a rationale for being in favor of it, and so I think you, and if I'm not mistaken, you decided, well, maybe you'd vote no on that, and Joe, you had that exact same rationale that, oh yes, well, I'd like to know that other people on the street know how to drive, and so they should have to have driver's license. They should be able to get driver's license, and then I would know they'd drive. There's another way to come at it, and that is if you have had any friends or relatives, as you mentioned you have, you know, it's practically a human necessity to life in this, and to work in this society, to be able to have access to a driver's license. But is there any prospect to change the circumstance in Oregon that you know of? And where could I find out?
Not that I've heard of, no. But I imagine some internet research would probably get you an answer fairly quickly.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the call, Ross.
You bet. Take care. Bye.
All right. Who's next? Francis, good morning.
Hi. Appreciate the conversation this morning. Immigrants, one thing in Honduras just recently, I think when Hillary was Secretary of State, there was a military coup there. And for some reason, we kind of failed to acknowledge that it was a military coup because of some kind of resources that were going to the country is what the pretext was. But apparently it has to do with the corporations that are there. And these are a lot of American-based corporations. And people got assassinated. I remember a woman who was, I can't remember her name right now, who was the head of a people's movement down there, was executed or assassinated. So these people are coming, fleeing what, as you had just said, we created. And now we won't let them in, which is kind of I'm just heartbroken about the little babies being separated from their mothers. I just read the story of a woman who's somewhere in San Antonio or somewhere around there, and her baby, who's 18 months old, is 120 miles away. That's insane. I don't understand why they feel the need to do that. However, that man that's the president right now, who blows dog whistles every day left and right, who just recently talked about how they come and breed in Southern California, is instigating a lot of this, as I see it, kind of giving the green light to everybody to be as racist as they want to be.
I would agree with
you
that.
You know, one thing I would like to mention is the young man who was unarmed. I don't know if you mentioned it. There was a shooting at the Waffle House in Tennessee.
We have not talked about that on this program yet.
You have not?
No.
Okay, well, a young white guy went in with an AR-15 and started shooting people in a Waffle House, which was four people were killed. And a young man who was among the patrons there decided he wasn't going out like that. And he wasn't ready to die and figured the guy had to work for it. So he rushed the guy when he had the gun down and wrestled the gun, the AR-15, away from him, threw it over the counter and took him out the door with him. And it took a day or two for the police to find the shooter in the woods behind the little town there, and he was arrested without injury.
Looks like the solution to a bad guy with a gun is a good guy without a gun, it would appear.
But what I would also like to point out is that this young man, who is clearly fearful for his life and those of the people around him, was able to disarm or take away an AR-15 from an armed man without killing him. But all these police officers seem to be not able to do that. And they end up killing people who don't even have guns because they're afraid of them.
Yeah, the irony is palpable, isn't it?
It is. It's very.
And I should add about this young man, a young African-American man, by the way, who sustained injuries while disarming this shooter,
right.
Who, upon leaving the hospital, apparently has begun raising funds for the victims of the shooting and has now raised close to $50,000 for them. So,
yes, exactly.
An extraordinary...
And he said he doesn't consider himself as a hero. He said, I just wasn't ready to die.
Right, right. a remarkable story.
Yes, it is. And the president has not even spoken on that incident, of course.
No. Well, you know...
Because it doesn't fit into his racist
narrative. You know, this case, the hero was a person of color, so that's going to make the president disinclined to talk about it. Secondly, he didn't have a gun. So that's also going to make him disinclined to talk about it.
And also the shooter was a young man, apparently, who has had alt-right associations. So we're not going to talk about him either.
Yes,
anyway.
Another terrorist attack that passes without comment from the White House.
Yes.
Well,
that goes on.
Indeed. Frances, thank you, as always, for your calls.
Take care.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You know... As we talk about the injustice and the absurdity and the silliness of our immigration policy, I'm appalled because so many people are simply sitting on their hands in every context, whether it's something like, hey, give a bunch of money to a radio station that fights for justice, or hey, support the political candidates who will make a difference, or hey, support education, which also will make a difference. When I think about that, and I think about the kind of bewildered alienation that has seized so many in this nation, I become seriously depressed and seriously angry. It's time to wake up and to join in a really serious struggle against tyranny.
Yeah, I would agree with that. John writes in to say at facebook.com/AbeandJoe, to answer Timothy's question, as former Secretary of State Colin Powell said, citing the Pottery Barn policy, you break it, you bought it. So yes, we are responsible for the destabilization of other nations.
Right.
Yeah.
No, there's no question about it.
Yeah, I don't see how really you can argue that point. If we, the purported champions of democracy, actively invade to subvert democracy in favor of our commercial interests, then yes, we absolutely bear responsibility for that, and we are responsible also for bearing the human burden of that.
And when you turn, as did Reagan, to a plot to give drugs to change trade, pardon me, drugs for arms. My God, where is the righteousness of this nation?
Lisa, help us out.
I would love to help you out. And what I have here is a brilliant tool. It's a sharp tool. It's an intelligent tool. It is called KBOO, Community Radio. It is a weapon of mass instruction. Yes, it is. We're asking you to give us a call, 877-500-5266. Invest in this radio station. Help us forge solutions. That's what we do over here, right? We would love it if you came in person. We're at 20 Southeast 8th. We would like to thank Lori in Portland, who renewed, and she gave in memory of Dave Mazza. If I cry, it's okay. I knew Dave for many years, and he was an incredible person who basically created an information factory for grassroots communities right here in the Portland metro area. And that's what we do too. We let you know stuff. 877-500-5266. You are part of a community. Whether you have ever made a contribution to this radio station or not, if you're listening right now, you're part of our community. You need to sit with that. You need to think about that. You are connected. So take the last step. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. If you don't believe me, come in person. We'll introduce you to everyone in the building. We'll give you a tour. We're at 20 Southeast 8th. I've met so many people who came to KBOO for the first time, walked into the building to make a contribution, and they stayed for years. Well, I mean, they went home in between. They went home, you know.
Yeah, but we don't beds. We don't have beds.
There's warm places on the floor. I will say that there are. But it is a community of people. And one of the ways to keep... I want to say keep healthy in these difficult times is to connect. And that's what we are. 877-500-5266. Online, go to kboo.fm. We are encouraging people to make a $25 a month contribution. Bring home the KBOO hoodie. It's strong. It's warm. It's gorgeous. It's going to last for a long time, just like KBOO. Strong, warm, gorgeous. We've been on the air for 50 years. This is our 50th anniversary year. We've been honored at the Oregon Historical Society, okay? That's what I'm talking about. 877-500-5266. Look, we got 20 minutes left in Joe and Abe Talk Radio. There's so many people that are hardcore fans of Joe and Abe, and you know who you are. If you've listened to this show, if you called up this show but never made a contribution, I'm waiting, all right? 877-500-5266. Come in person. I mean it. I'm going to pour you some hot coffee personally. 20 Southeast 8th. We're here online, kboo.fm. You're the one in charge. Take that step. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Back to Joe and Abe.
I absolutely agree with you, and I think one of the most interesting things in real-world psychology, the struggle, the actual engagement in making things better as you perceive them, and this would be true for right-wingers as well, the struggle involved is what makes you much, much more healthy. And sitting on your hands or crying out, whoa, 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 is not going to get the job done. Moreover, it's going to hurt you personally and hurt your family. So the active work begins with any kind of effort to make things better. And one of the most significant efforts is to create a situation where people are informed. And that's exactly what KBOO does. And we don't argue with people who don't agree with us. We overwhelm them with facts. And it's important to understand that role, because so much of what's going on now online or elsewhere is just distorted nonsense. And it's really, really important to cut to the truth. And that's what I, at least, and Abe, and other things on this station really try to do. And you need to help us do that. And the way you help us, maybe this is important in a kind of silly, egotistical way, but the way in which we feel good about that is when we see the money coming in. You know, show me the money.
You're right. There is just so much on this radio station that makes this community go. Here's a few examples. This morning at 9, an alternative radio author and activist, Miko Peled, gives an Israeli dissident's view on the occupation of Palestine. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on stage and studio, guest host Jenna Yokoyama features Milagro Theater's production of Watsonville, Someplace Not Here, a play about the women of a 1980s cannery strike in California. At 11:30, Art Focus highlights the 36th Annual Ceramic Showcase, featuring the work of over 150 local artists. All this and more on KBOO. Where else are you going to find diversity of content like this?
Well, no, it's really true. And, you know, it's strange that we have to tell people this. I don't know that we have to tell people this, but we feel that we should tell people.
Well, you know, I think people who are tuned into the station already realize it. What we're trying to do is bridge that gap between being a mere listener and being an active member of your radio community. We're trying to bridge that gap. That's what membership means.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people who listen to us are probably not rich. But the fact of the matter is that if you figure out where you waste, let's be honest about it, waste or spend foolishly money, and you concentrate that money on something that makes the world a better place, that's good. That's important. And you feel better doing that. And for goodness sake, of all the many, many, many useful things there are, of all the good struggles that are going on, key to that is communication. And that is exactly what KBOO does.
Yeah, I would agree with that. 503-231-8187 is the number to call to take part in our conversation this morning, which is about immigration, specifically about the growing practice at the border of separating children from their parents. This is despicable. This is not something, I'm sure, that anybody who were in these people's shoes would want visited upon them. It is inhumane. Well, it's unfair to punish children for the purported sins of their parents.
I actually think people of the right who are conscientious, who are, for example, Christian fundamentalists, have to look at this and say, wait a minute, this is, you know, we're visiting upon these children the sins, if you want to call them that, of their fathers and their mothers. And this is outrageous. This is a government acting without any real reason to punish, to make it painful for people to cross that border, and to do it in such a way that it's not like a legal sentence. It's just an arbitrary move by La Migra.
La Migra.
I remember when I was in high school, my buddies and I would actually yell at them at where there was a border checkpoint. There were two of them that were a part of our lives on Highway 101 going up the coast near Camp Pendleton. They even have signs warning you that people, women with children, are going to be crossing the road. And then at the point where what is now I-15, then 395, going from San Diego County to Riverside County, there was another one of these posts. And, you know, I would see people when I'd walk down to 395 to get on the school bus, I would see people. And they were all workers. They were all people who seriously were contributing to the society by their labor, who were walking up the roads to get jobs in farms, jobs that, by and large, were not jobs that any person who was a citizen would want.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think we need to mention here that underlying all of this is structural racism. Don't think for a minute that if this policy of separating children from their families were being enacted against white people trying to get across the border, don't think for a minute that it would happen in the first place or that it would stand up to any sort of scrutiny.
Well, the fact is most people don't even know what's happening.
Agreed. Yeah. This is political violence being visited upon people of color.
And children. Children.
Yeah, it's astonishing. The hypocrisy here, you know, and we keep coming back, circling back to hypocrisy, but we also need to remind people that the American right apparently retired the concept of hypocrisy a long time ago. Are these the actions of the Party of Family Values?
Hardly.
Hardly. This whole thing stinks to high heaven. And again, at the heart of this issue is basic humanity. This is not the way we treat human beings or the way we ought to treat human beings. No human being is illegal. There is no such thing as an illegal person. You know, if you have any resonance with the values that this nation supposedly espouses, then you should be up in arms about this.
And I just want to throw a totally different thing in here. Barbara Ehrenreich, who's written recently a very brilliant book in terms of science about end of life, is going to be speaking at Powell's on May 1st, May Day, at 7:30, Powell's downtown. And guess what? She asked me to introduce her.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. She's an old friend from Reed College.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so when is that again? Tell us.
That's May Day, May 1st at 7:30 at Powell's Bookstore.
That's
downtown.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, be there, everybody.
Yeah, you know, you'll like it. We're going to record it, and we'll make it into a show to fit into some time in the near future.
Let's check in with our buddy Lisa.
We have had exciting happenings. Exciting happenings. Quietly exciting. I'm going to say quietly exciting.
Okay.
We want to thank Anna Lisa for renewing. Thank you, Anna.
Oh, I like her so much.
In honor of Dave Mazza. And we want to make space for more people to share your resources with our incredible community. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Online, kboo.fm, or come in person. We are at 20 Southeast 8th. I think we're absolutely established the fact that I will pour you a cup of hot coffee if you come here.
Okay, now let's be clear. It'll be in a cup, not on your head.
Right, and it'll be hot. If you want, I'll put some ice in it. It can be iced coffee. But the point is, we need you to connect, okay? We want you to connect with a community of people that's going to make your life better. It's going to, when you call 877-500-5266 and you become a member of KBOO, the airways sound differently. I know you think that's a wild thing to say. It's a wild thing, but it's true. And part of it is that you know that you are vested. You are carrying part of the universe on your shoulder. Oh my gosh, Miles, I'm excited, okay? Miles just called and made a $200 contribution in memory of Dave Mazza. And I don't want to be facile about this. We love Dave, and he inspired many of us to try to take difficult steps to improve our community. 877-500-5266. I have to say, if you remember Dave Mazza, one of the things he did that was really amazing was he spearheaded this huge electoral campaign around voter-owned elections and campaign finance, and he almost won, okay? So we want to honor David Mazza. We want to honor you and all of the future Dave Mazzas, right? Because we know there's more Daves out there. 877-500-5266. We're connecting. We're building. We're basically trying to shift the negativity around us and make more room for everyday people. That's what we do. We'd love it if you came in person. We're located at 20 Southeast 8th. I'm going to pour you some hot coffee. We'll put ice in it if you want. I'm going to go back to Ray. Where are we at? What's going on?
Well, we're here in the middle of the Abe and Joe show, waiting for the next caller and reminding our listeners that now's the time to pick up the phone and make that call. You heard that ring in the background. So there's one listener who's calling in. Oh, there's another one. This is a good time to call in and show your support for KBOO. So please give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and donate. Joe and Abe dedicate their time to involve you in discussions that are critically important, not just to our city or state, but to the whole country going forward.
Wait, you mean we're not being paid?
No, I'm afraid that another week goes by with no check. We do need our listeners to help keep us going. We've been going for 50 years, and we'd like to go for 50 more, and we've only been this successful because of your support. So please, take this opportunity, pick up the phone, and call us at 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and click on that donate button. Lisa, how are we doing?
We're doing well, and I do want to take a moment and say that this is the KBOO Spring Membership Drive, but we did just get word that yesterday one of our most beloved colleagues has passed away, and we're talking about him a bit. Dave Mazza, I can imagine that there's going to probably be some kind of special programming about his life. But Dave Mazza was for many years the co-host of Voices from the Edge Talk Radio. He's a person who dedicated his life to your life. You may have never even heard of Dave before, right? There's people out here who actually weave positivity and try to build community, and that's where your resources go when you invest by giving us a call, 877-500-5266. This is a really good day for people to come in person. If I do cry, it's okay, because life is about adversity, right? We are located at 20 Southeast 8th Street. If you need a hug, come on over. If you need a cup of hot coffee, come on over. 20 Southeast 8th. This is KBOO Spring Membership Drive, 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And we're going back to the show.
Yeah, and I want to thank people who've already contributed and urge others to do so. But I also want to give a little bit of history. The Alliance was a newspaper in honor of a very serious struggle that Bev Stein and others engaged in as the left was being smashed down in a very dark time in our history in the 70s. And in fact, all of the remaining left-wing organizations got together to create an alliance. And the newspaper, The Alliance, was the paper they put together. And Dave was the person who took it over at a time when it was in real serious financial straits and made it survive. But, you know, having things like that exist, just like KBOO, takes a lot of effort, a lot of people volunteering, and also, very importantly, a lot of money. This is a society built on money, and it's not a thing we all love, but it's a thing we all are aware of. And right now, right here, this is an opportunity for all of you out there to make a contribution, whether you've already done it, do it again, to make a contribution of whatever amount of money you can afford, and then a little bit more maybe, to make this station not only survive, but thrive, because it is the remaining voice, just as the Alliance was the remaining left-wing paper in the region. It's the remaining voice, to a great extent, in the great progressive struggle, which is becoming more and more serious as the crazy fascist clown takes up more and more of the space of the world, destroying the environment, destroying civil liberties, destroying civil rights. This is real. This is not something going to go away. This is something going to affect you. It's going to affect the children. It's going to affect the whole planet. You need to engage in it. And one of the ways to engage is to seriously spend a little bit of money here at KBOO.
Oh, hey, we got a caller.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Time is now. Annalisa, good morning. Sorry, you don't have a whole lot of time, but go for it.
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have some positive news, except it's not really news for me anymore. But when I called in for my contribution, I was answered by Glenn, our dirtbag person.
Yes.
And he has a documentary on the Oregon Field Guide about his bees, and I have two beehives in my backyard.
Uh-huh.
By saving a swarm of bees via a beekeeper like Glenn is. And so the positive news is that my bees are thriving, and I don't have to really take care of them. The beekeeper does that. But, of course, I get a pint of honey every summer from my own bees. And I think everybody, if possible, put some bees in your backyard.
I think that's great advice.
I think it's great advice, but I have bees in my head. I don't know.
Well, anyway, have a wonderful sunny day.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks a lot. You know, folks, I guess I want to close with another plea. We exist, this station exists, with volunteers in the main. Abe and I are not being paid to do this. It is not that great a sacrifice, but it is significant in our lives. We have to plan our lives a little bit around it, and we don't mind doing that. What we really, really sometimes get a little anxious about is the reluctance of people to use their money power to make this station not only survive, but thrive. So won't you counter my dark views by calling us at 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm and making a contribution. If you were going to give $25, consider $50 and so on. Any amount from $5 to $5 million is welcome.
Everything is welcome. We'll take anything you can give. You're part of this community. Put your money where your ears are. Make a statement right now. Invest in your city and become a member of KBOO.
From those nads to Tiananmen Square, it's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from True West, presenting Paul Barrere and Fred Tackett, guitar players from the band Little Feet, playing an acoustic duet featuring Little Feet songs and more at the Aladdin Theater. For more information, please go to www.aladdin-theater.com.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Revolution Coffee House, located at 1432 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland, serving breakfast, lunch, dessert, and Mexican coffee only, grown by fair trade cooperatives of native Mayan farmers living in the highlands of Chiapas, Mexico, and Guatemala. Lunch was provided by Santa Fe Taqueria, located at 831 Northwest 23rd Avenue and serving Mexican food for over 20 years in Portland. They have an event calendar as well. Dinner was provided by Tamale Boy, located at 668 North Russell Street, serving vegetarian, vegan, and meat tamales. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. It's our membership drive. If you'd like to become a member during the spring membership drive, call 877-500-KBOO. Coming up at 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on stage and studio, guest host Jenna Yokoyama features Milagro Theater's production of Watsonville, Someplace Not Here, a play about the women of a 1980s cannery strike in California. And now, at 9, on Alternative Radio, author and activist Miko Peled gives an Israeli dissident's view on the occupation of Palestine.
If you take the journey like I did, and you investigate a little bit more, you find out that Palestinians